Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a little Texas blues bringing us back there from ZZ Top 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 8 years as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, and that's just her most recent book, by the way. She has a number of others. The Courage to Be Profitable.com, right, Ruth?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so check it out, folks. Be sure to, I promise you, you will double your chances of survival if you read Ruth's book and follow what she says. Ruth, we're talking about how to handle pricing, how to handle discounting and attracting customers during the holidays, how to break through the noise. In the previous segment, you said don't discount more than you can afford, meaning don't go below the line on your discounting. Because you don't need a discount and lose money. But is discounting even the best way to do it, Ruth? Isn't there a better way to get people's attention without lowering the price of your products?
I think so, because you provide value adds. I look at it from a perspective of what can we provide that doesn't cost a lot of money that would be very valuable to the customer. And depending upon what your industry is, it might be something that you haven't even thought of. And a lot of times, if you just ask your customers, what other types of products and services would you like us to provide? And they'll tell you what they want. I mean, if you have a good trust relationship with your customers, ask the question. They'll give you the answers.
Right.
They absolutely will. And the other thing that everybody needs to realize is that, let's assume you said lose a nickel on every single product. You have to divide, if you want to lose a nickel, which I totally disagree with to begin with, but let's say you don't care. You want to lose a nickel, you want to do this discount, you want to do whatever else it is. To figure out how much revenue you have to generate, you take whatever percentage loss that is. And so, for example, let's say it's a 5% loss on the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to take the cost of your products and services and divide by that loss to tell you how much you have to generate just to make up that loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not just, losing. It's how much more you have to generate to make up for that. And it's significant. Go ahead.
The other thing I was just going to say, another thing you could do is what about during the year if you kept your eyes open for things that you could give away that didn't cost too much, you wind up getting a good deal on something or whatever, and you said, okay, I'm gonna get that. And we're talking B2C customers. If you've got something you can give away that you're not even going to charge it for, you're just going to give it away, but it's something you ran up on it in January or February, and you said, okay, I'm gonna buy these, and I'm gonna give them away next holiday season, and I'm not gonna discount my product. I'm just going to add this into the mix. What do you think about that, as opposed to discounting your product?
That would be good. And you might also be able to give them something from a website or information that they might need to be able to do things better that saves them money, makes them more comfortable, any of those types of things. For example, what we do with The Courage to Be Profitable is, if you go to the website and go to the downloads, you can download every single one of the templates that's in the book. It costs me nothing to do that.
Right.
But it's a reason to purchase the book, and so that you don't have to go and recreate the wheel yourself, and it saves you a whole lot of time. And you just take the downloads, and you actually do the things that you're supposed to do. You actually create the graphs, you create the things, because it's all there. So, I mean, it costs me nothing to provide that extra value. Nothing.
Right.
Zero.
Right. But there is value to the customer. And so look for those kinds of things. And that's the cool thing about technology today and the internet, Ruth, is that there are all kinds of things that any small business owner can do to provide that kind of value, and as you say, cost nothing but the initial development time.
Right, that's it. And those are the types of things you should look at rather than necessarily discounting. If you know discounting, if you're going to have a sale like once a year for Small Business Saturday, everybody knows it. I give everybody 20% off all the products and services that I have.
Right.
But the one time a year, and everybody knows it. And so if they want it, then that's it. But it's still I'm still making money on it.
Right.
You know, and it's those types of things. Determine what you can do to discount if you are going to discount. Don't do it frequently. Make it a special event. And do it.
All right. I got 1 minute. What's another good topic? Good example.
I got 1 minute?
Yeah, you got 1 minute.
All right. So the other thing that I would suggest that you do is send a thank you card to all of your customers and handwrite it. Now, some of you have lots and lots of customers and you want to do it by email. But a postcard or anything like that, and put it, we love our customers, and if you want, you know, bring this card in and get X number of dollars off. That is the only way I would do that, is make sure that you've got it.
They have to bring the card back in, right?
That's right, if you have retail location.
So, you know, what's wrong with your employees doing it? You know, if your employees wait on customers, have them do the same thing. That's powerful, I think.
Yep, absolutely, and it works. Yeah. It absolutely does work.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That would be my suggestions.
Good suggestions, Ruth. TheCourageToBeProfitable.com is the website where you can find out more about the book of the same name by our good friend Ruth King. I promise you, you'll be smarter and you'll be stronger when you read this book. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
You too. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back after these messages, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.